Imani Ghana is demanding that the Auditor General gives an account of the use of his constitutional powers to investigate corrupt acts in the country. It says it finds it difficult to understand why the Auditor General, with all the resources available to the office, fails to exercise its power on the many acts of corruption identified. The Vice President of Imani Ghana, Kofi Bentel, explaining why it has resorted to suing the Auditor General on Behind the News, said it wants to know what the Auditor General has used its powers for and to what effect.
Dealing with corruption, not reporting on it. Dealing with it, not recommending that other people deal with it. Dealing with it, not urging people to go and deal with it, including corruption within the presidency. And for that, he has been sufficiently resourced. Our problem with the Auditor General is that for all the years that he has had this power, he has never used it. And if he has used it, we are asking him to tell us when he used it and on whom. And we see every year multiple cases of major instances of corruption, which he is tasked to deal with. He goes to the office every day, he draws fuel and his salary, he has a staff, and he has all the things that help him to do his work, and we don't see him do his work. As citizens of this country, we are urged to be upright and to demand of our leaders that they do their work, and we want to do it lawfully, okay, and that is why we are suing the Auditor General as the law requires us to do,
okay,
asking him to answer to Ghanaians for his stewardship.
Meanwhile, the Deputy Minister for Communications, Felix Kwachifosu, says President Mahama has proved beyond mere words his commitment to fighting corruption in the country, citing investigations conducted on the National Service Secretariat on the orders of the President and other steps taken by the President to retrieve monies that were wrongly paid. Mr. Kwachifosu insisted that these and other visible actions taken by the government shows that President Mahama is fighting corruption. Speaking on Behind the News, Felix Kwachifosu expressed shock that there are still claims that government is not being proactive in fighting corruption. He therefore charged individuals who make such claims to match their claims with evidence.
You see, sometimes we make very sweeping and hasty generalizations in this country. On what basis does anybody say that there is a perception that government has not been proactive? When we make claims, we must match those claims with available evidence on the ground. As far as I know, any time that this government has had opportunity to be told that there is a major instance of corruption anywhere in government, it has acted in a way that discourages the perpetration of corruption. You see, you don't fight corruption through mere rhetoric and platitude. At least, I can speak for President Mahama. Any time that his attention has been drawn to an instance of corruption, he has acted. Name any major substantive allegation of corruption that has emerged that President Mahama has not dealt with.
But Imani is worried about the outcome.
But Imani is not the ultimate barometer for assessing whether government has fought corruption or not. When persons motivated by various interests, positions or matters, you must subject those positions to strict scrutiny. When a president orders investigation into the conduct of officers at the National Service Secretariat, and it turns out that 22,000 quotes names have been added onto the payroll of the National Service, and the president takes action, puts those officers before court, and stops that practice and saves the country 7.8 million Ghana cedis a month, how can anybody claim that such a government is not willing to fight corruption? When a president ensures that a leading member of his party, a member of parliament, who has been accused of some wrongdoing regarding the Jidah affair, is put before court and prosecuted, how can anybody say that this president has not fought corruption? When a president ensures that monies that were wrongfully paid, steps are taken to retrieve them, how can anybody say that such a president is not fighting corruption?